On the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA continues its overall African swine fever preparedness efforts with the implementation of a surveillance plan. As part of the plan, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service will work with the swine industry, the states, and veterinary diagnostic labs to test for ASF. ASF is a highly contagious and deadly disease affecting both domestic and feral pigs, but does not affect human health and cannot be transmitted from pigs to humans. ASF has never been detected in the U.S. May rain in California is likely to damage some cherries, but marketers believe there will be plenty of promotional opportunities for all sizes through mid-June. Brianna Shales of Stamilk Growers tells thepacker.com the company has inventories of California cherries on hand and is packing daily. Shales says there is good volume and quality available right now, so we won't know anything more until the rain comes down and we can assess the damage. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue thanks President Trump just hours after it was announced that he negotiated the removal of the Section 232 steel and aluminum tariffs from Canada and Mexico. Perdue says removal of these tariffs is a big win for American agriculture and the economy as a whole. He says Canada and Mexico are two of our top three trading partners. Congress should move swiftly to ratify the USMCA so American farmers can begin to benefit from the agreement. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.